Millions brace for a big winter storm. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The upper Midwest likely to take the brunt of it as moisture from the Gulf of Mexico meets with a frigid air, a mass of Arctic air, and makes what Fox Weather winter storm specialist Tom Nizzle says is close to a perfect storm.
Yeah, this is a perfect setup. The dynamics in the atmosphere are all coming together in the right place at right time, or I could say wrong place and wrong time. But when they do, the whole is often greater than the sum of the parts. The impacts are really going to be accentuated across this area.
Blizzard warnings are posted in parts of Wyoming, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin. A winter storm warning stretches from northern Idaho, south to Arizona, as far east as Detroit. Vladimir Putin announcing yesterday he is suspending Russia's participation in a nuclear weapons treaty with the U.S.
New START is the last remaining post-Cold War U.S.-Russia arms control treaty. Experts have warned it has been on life support for some time, giving U.S. inspectors limited visibility into Russia's nuclear arsenal. Putin canceled talks designed to revive the treaty last year, barring warhead and missile inspections. Both sides have accused each other of violating the treaty, which sets limits to the amount of nuclear weapons each side can field.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. President Biden did not mention Putin's treaty decision when he spoke in Warsaw yesterday, but he did criticize Russian aggression in Ukraine.
The United States and the nations of Europe do not seek to control or destroy Russia. The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today. And millions of Russian citizens who only want to live in peace with their neighbors are not the enemy.
President said Putin could end the war by simply withdrawing from Ukraine. Today, President Biden meets with leaders of the Bucharest Nine, a group of Eastern Flank NATO allies, and with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine in East Palestine, Ohio, yesterday took a long drink of the town's tap water to show it's safe.
We're going to continue to test that, the Ohio EPA, every single week, and just to make sure and give, frankly, to give people assurance that it's okay.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan took a big sip as well and said the government has ordered Norfolk Southern Railroad to pay the entire cost of cleaning up the toxic train derailment.
We're going to push them to do it right and to do it as quickly as possible and do it as transparently as possible. It's important that the community understands what's happening in their backyard. And rest assured, we're going to hold Norfolk Southern accountable.
Former President Trump will visit East Palestine today. It's deadline day for Hunter Biden to hand over documents related to his foreign business dealings to the House Oversight Committee. Republican committee members say they may issue a subpoena if the president's son refuses to cooperate. Arizona rancher George Kelly has a preliminary hearing in Arizona today on charges he shot and killed an illegal immigrant, which Kelly denies. In South Carolina, the son of accused double murderer Alex Murdaugh has taken the stand in his father's defense.
Alex Murdaugh's oldest and surviving son, Buster, came to his father's defense on Tuesday. Buster Murdaugh testified his dad seemed distraught and was, quote, destroyed by the murders of his wife Maggie and son Paul.
It was heartbroken. I walked in the door and saw him and gave him a hug and just broken down.
Prosecutors claim Murdaugh committed the murders to hide his alleged financial crimes, spurred on by his $60,000 a week opiate addiction, with his wife finding a stash of pills 1 month before her murder. But Buster testified that his family knew and dealt with his dad's addiction and pills.
Fox's Eric Schaun. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.